Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying Apostle Peter, Disciple Lessons from the Rock. And this is Appendix 6, The Legend of Peter's Upside Down Crucifixion. Only one early reference in the apocryphal Acts of Peter, about 200 AD, says that Peter was crucified upside down. Repeated a century or two later by Eusebius in 324 AD and then Jerome in 398 AD. It is a compelling image, often pictured by many medieval painters such as Caravaggio and Masaccio. Frankly, I'd like to believe it. However, reading the account in the Acts of Peter, it appears to me a rather elaborate martyr's story, not an historical document. The description of his martyrdom there is replete with sermons and complex allegories. The Acts of Peter attributes Peter's death not to Nero, but to a Roman prefect named Agrippa, who was angry with Peter for teaching his concubines to live in celibacy. Agrippa commanded him to be crucified on an accusation of godlessness, chapter 36. At the end of the document, Nero is angry at Agrippa when he learns of Peter's crucifixion, because Nero had, quote, desired to punish Peter more sorely and with greater torment, end quote, for making disciples of some of Nero's servants, chapter 41. As Peter approaches the place of execution, he gives a speech to the people and the cross, chapter 36. He concludes by saying, "It is time for you, Peter, to surrender your body to those who are taking it. Take it then, you whose duty it is. I request you, therefore, executioners, to crucify me head downwards in this way and no other." Peter gives a final speech while upside down on the cross, comparing his upside down crucifixion to the typical upside down birth position of human beings, and comments on the cross and the nails as symbols of something else. Finally, after his complex sermon, Peter dies. Eusebius, writing about 324 AD and citing Origen, reports Peter's upside-down crucifixion matter-of-factly. "Having at last come to Rome, he was crucified head downwards, for he had requested that he might suffer in this way." These facts are related by Origen in the third volume of his commentary on Genesis. Origen of Alexandria, an early scholar and theologian, is said to have written over 2,000 treatises. Among his many commentaries, however, only his commentaries on the Gospel of Matthew and John are still in existence. The next reference seems to be in about 396 AD, when Jerome writes, "At Nero's hands, Peter received the crown of martyrdom, being nailed to the cross with his head towards the ground and his feet raised on high, asserting that he was unworthy to be crucified in the same manner as his Lord." After this, the legend becomes widely circulated, with St. Peter's cross memorializing the legend, along with many paintings. The Romans were known to sometimes crucify victims in rather bizarre positions. However, I believe Peter being crucified upside down is such a striking image that it would have been explicitly mentioned whenever Peter's crucifixion is recorded by the earliest Christian writers, but it is not. I conclude that it is a legend, a compelling image, but not historical. May God richly bless you as you study His Word.